The Cat Who Cracked a Cold Case by L.T. Shearer. Read by Imogen Church. Chapter 1. It was a 20-minute walk from the Lark to the supermarket, but Lulu Lewis was glad of the exercise. She had been driving her narrowboat for the best part of 6 hours since dawn and needed to stretch her legs. They were just outside a small village about 30 miles to the southwest of Manchester. The Lark was on the Bridgewater Canal and it had been a spectacular day and tiring. They had covered 15 miles and had gone through 3 long tunnels. The longest was the Preston Brook Tunnel, which was over 1,200 yards long and was so straight that she had been able to see daylight at the end all the way along. The tunnel wasn't wide enough for boats to pass each other, so boats heading north were only allowed to enter the tunnel during the first 10 minutes of every hour. There had been a queue of half a dozen waiting to make the journey when Lulu had pulled up at the entrance. After passing through the third tunnel, she had decided to stop for provisions. She had found a mooring spot with a supermarket just a mile away. Several other boats had clearly had the same idea. Conrad wasn't so keen on walking, and so he rode on her shoulders, attracting curious looks from anyone who passed by. It was unusual to see a cat perched on a person's shoulders, but Lulu had become quite used to it. He weighed barely anything, and it was comforting to hear his soft purr in her right ear.
"I feel like salmon," said Conrad, as she carried him along the towpath.
Lulu had become used to the fact that Conrad the cat could speak, and that she was the only person that he would talk to. When he had first walked into her life and onto her narrow boat in Little Venice, the shock of finding out he could talk had almost made her faint. Now she took it in her stride.
"Salmon sounds good," she said. "Or sea bass?"
"Oh, yes, sea bass would be nice. Can I change my order?"
"I hadn't realised that you had placed an order, but yes, of course you can."
Conrad fell silent as a lady walking a golden retriever headed towards them. The dog spotted Conrad and its tail began to wag furiously. The woman pulled at the dog's lead and then her jaw dropped when she saw Conrad.
"Oh my goodness! There's a cat on your shoulders!"
"Yes, there is," said Lulu. "He's a fashion statement."
The woman stood still and tugged the dog back.
"That is amazing!"
Lulu stopped and smiled. "He is an amazing cat."
"I love his colours. What do you call a cat like that?"
"His name is Conrad." The woman frowned, then laughed.
"No, I meant, what breed is he? I love his colours."
Conrad was often complimented on his colouring, a mixture of black, white and orangey brown. The right side of his head was mainly black with a white patch around the nose and mouth, and the left side was brown and white.
"I call him a calico cat," said Lulu, "but people tell me that's an Americanism and that I should say he is a tortoiseshell. But there is nothing of the tortoise about Conrad."
"Well, he is absolutely lovely," the woman said.
She looked down at the golden retriever.
"Isn't he lovely, Murphy?"
"Woof,"
said the dog, straining at its lead.
"Oh, he talks," said Lulu.
"Yes, he does," said the woman.
She patted the dog on the head.
"You love to talk, don't you?"
"Woof, woof."
"Well, you and Murphy have a lovely day," said Lulu, heading off.
"You too," said the woman. "Come on, Murphy."
Conrad waited until the woman was out of earshot before speaking.
"A talking dog?" he said. "Good grief. When did anyone ever hear a dog talk?"
"I was being polite."
"And if a dog could talk, what could it possibly say? Throw me a stick."